Welcome to Shomar Shovah Nadav, your sponsor, Lo Nishma Sambiak Shom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Bometzia Daf Dalet. In this Daf, the Gemara addresses two memers of Abchir. Both memers of Abchir are referring to a person who's Moide B'miktas, or the Dinim Daf Moide B'miktas. The first memers we started learning in the previous Daf, going into this Daf, Reuven comes to Shimon and says, "You owe me 100. Shimon denies everything. And Edim come and say, "No, he owes 50. The second meme of Abchir is when Reuven comes to Shimon and says, "You owe me 100. Shimon says, "I admit 50, ve'eilach, here it is." In both cases, Abchir says, that has a din of moide b'miktas. So even though in the first case he was not moide at all, Edim were moide for him, that's considered to be as if he was moide. And in the second case, even though he's giving the moment to the lender, it's still considered to be that he's admitting half. There's a way to understand these Gemaras, Alpi Pnimius. And this is something to put together Rabbi Yitzchak Safrin, the Kamarner Rebbe, and his Sefer Oitzer Achaim. And he goes by Richas Gdoilo, which is going to mention a few points of what he says. He says, in general, when you have a Toyin Venitan, you have a lender and a borrower, someone is coming in and demanding money from somebody else. That is a comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol comes and demands from an Adam who's not a tzaddik gomer. He comes and says, "You owe me. Well, I put you in this world to do a job, to do a avodah. Where's my avodah? Where is what you owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu?" Says the Kamarner Rebbe, if he's koifer akoyul, if he completely outright denies everything, that person doesn't belong anymore to the gdush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's kicked out. That's what it means, pater mishvua. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not expecting anymore anything from him. He's out of the realm of the Am Yisrael that comes and has demands to come and do the Rotzon Hashem. But as we're going to learn in the next daf, we know Rabbanon said you have to do Shavuos Heses. What the Shavuos Heses? The Shavuos de Rabbanon. When a person denies everything, Rabbanon gave him a Shavuos. Meaning Rabbanon gave him a way to connect back to Am Yisrael. Rabbanon are the ones that care about the Rishon Gemurim, that completely say they don't owe anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come to Rabbanon and say, come join back together. We'll put in you a Shavuos that comes with the Rabbanon, and bring you back into the fold. So that's someone who is completely koifer hakoil. But someone who's moide b'miktas, meaning that's what most people are. Most people are, they're not tzaddikim gemurim. So they do the right things. There's some things they do. They say, yes, of course, I'm obligated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to daven. I'm going to learn. But, you know, the other things, without saying it b'peh, they're basically denying this. They say, okay, you know, there's other parts that I'm doing for myself. A person does some averis. A person does some things that are not Hashem Shamayim. He says he's considered to be koifer b'miktas. But some of the things he's not admitting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he owes him. So then there's a din of a shvuah. What's a shvuah? The shvuah is to come and rectify the fact that he is some things that he's not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nikra of Balabais Ela Elohim, because someone comes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shvuah, means that he has to come and purify himself. And this is all what's going on in this world where a person gets punishments, when a person has to have Yisurim, when there's some things that happen to a person to get him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the idea of Moideh B'miktas. Moideh B'miktas is someone who's not a tzaddik gomer. He's still also a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You put him in a shvuah, you bring him back to the fold. Kein Adam Meis Ponim Frei Bal Choyv, as we explained in the previous daf. When he's in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's coming to Din, so then he's going to come and be Moide Be'akol, he's going to be fully connected. Explains according to this, the Yitzhar Chaim. So this is what it means, Heilach. What does Heilach really mean? The person gave whatever he can. He did all his ishtadlis to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, whatever I am, I'm giving you. It's right here. It's not only some obligation. It's giving in Moise Nafshu to Hashem. But still, he's not giving everything. There's still some time on him. There's some things that he did not correct. So here it's not so pashut that there is a shvuah on him. There is a time on him. And there's a sheet in the Gemara that says, by Heilach, you don't do shvuah. Rav Chiya says, you still do shvuah. That means he still has to rectify what's not perfect. And that's the concept of tzaddik v'raloi. Someone is a tzaddik. He's moisa nefesh. He's Heilach. He will take whatever I have to give you. But if he didn't give everything, there's still something he needs to purify. Tzaddik v'raloi. All this is brought down in Yitzhar HaChaim of the Kamarna Rebbe. And maybe one can add to this, that that's chat also in the first Reb Chiya. A person denies everything. That means he is not interested. But there's two Eidim that come and say, no, you still have to do something. Who are the two Eidim? The two Eidim are either some schusim that a person has, either mitzad atzmoy, or he has schus obois. There's some outside factor that pushes him. It says, you're thinking you're going to get out of it. You're not going to get out of it so easily. You think you're going to disconnect Chaz Shom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adi Rabbah, there's some schusim that are pulling you back. And they're saying, you still are Chai B'Shvuah. You still need to come and face HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You still have the schus to be able to get back on Derech HaMelech. Dvarim Amukim Me'oyed, and as usual, it's kedai to see it inside in the source sheet which is attached to this shir.